Hello everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And this is Sam.
Guten Tag, Sam.
What?
That's German for good day.
Okay, but why are you talking in German? I mean, this is an English lesson, right?
Yeah, but I'm just trying to get into the spirit of things. Today's article is all about something that happens in Germany.
Oh, what is happening in Germany?
It's a big party called Oktoberfest. In fact, it's one of the biggest parties in the world. It's a beer festival, which is why the name of our article is Enjoying a Drink at Oktoberfest.
A beer festival sounds really great.
Yeah, I like the idea as well. So this is a two-part article, and over this lesson and the next, we'll cover what happens at Oktoberfest, how it got started, and how it has changed over the years.
Okay, let's take a look at our part one.
Sure.
Reading. Enjoying a drink at Oktoberfest. Huge tents are filled with people sitting elbow to elbow. Everybody is talking, laughing, and drinking high-quality German beer. A brass band strikes up, and people get up on the benches and tables to shake a leg. Welcome to Oktoberfest, Munich's biggest party. Oktoberfest is a beer festival that takes place every year in Munich, Germany. Though it's called Oktoberfest, it actually begins in late September. The event lasts for 16 to 18 days, until the first Sunday in October. Its most celebrated attractions are the 14 huge beer tents. Inside each one, a special kind of beer is served in liter mugs. The beer has to be brewed in Munich, can only include 4 ingredients, and must contain at least 6% alcohol. As a result, the Oktoberfest beer produced by this process is delicious. The event began in 1810. When the city celebrated the marriage of Prince Ludwig of Bavaria. It was so popular that it soon became an annual event. Though many traditions are maintained, Oktoberfest has changed a lot over the years.
The first paragraph in today's article sets the scene for Oktoberfest and describes what it's like to be there. It says, huge tents are filled with people sitting elbow to elbow. So if you sit elbow to elbow, your elbows will be touching, kind of like this, very close.
Okay, elbow 呢指的就是你的手肘哦。Okay, 所以呢他的课文就说了在大帐篷里面呢大家手肘碰手肘哦就是人非常多的意思咯。We can also stand shoulder to shoulder like this.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. We also saw the word tent, T-E-N-T, tent. A tent is like a small house made of canvas or cloth,that you can roll up and take around with you. It's held together by poles and ropes and pegs that hold it in the ground. You go camping in a tent.
Okay, 这边的单字呢 ,tent 就是露营的时候呢你带着走的这个你要住的帐篷哦。However, the tents used for Oktoberfest are huge.
Yes, they're big enough for thousands of people inside. However, they're still pretty crowded, which is why people have to sit elbow to elbow.
Okay, the article goes on to say, everybody is talking, laughing, and drinking high-quality German beer.
Yeah, we'll explain more about the special German beer later. Next, the article says, a brass band strikes up, and people get up on the benches and tables to shake a leg. So a brass band is a musical band with lots of brass instruments like trumpets, trombones, horns, that kind of thing in it.
OK, 单字呢 brass band 指的呢就是这些有小号、长号、喇叭哦，这些乐器的这个铜管乐队哦。那片语 strikes up 是什么意思呢？
Well, the article says the band strikes up. Now, this phrase means to start doing something. And it's often used to talk about bands that start playing. But you could also say, I often strike up a conversation with strangers on airplanes.
Okay, strikes up 说的呢就是开场哦，通常呢是指像课文里面这样子的管乐队或是乐团呢开始他们的表演。或者呢像刚刚 Pat 刚刚举例哦，他很常呢在飞机上面呢和陌生人来开始一个对话。
Now another phrase we used was shake a leg. Now this quite descriptive phrase just means to dance. When the band strikes up, people stand on the benches and tables to dance or shake a leg.
OK, 课文呢说乐队呢开始演奏的时候大家就站起来啊在椅子上面在桌上跳舞 shake a leg, 摇你的脚呢就有跳舞的意思哦。OK, it's also today's short cut for you, so let's check out the video.
Shortcut for you.
Are you coming to Celine's party tonight, Pat?
I sure am. I really want to shake a leg and have a good time.
That's disgusting.
What's disgusting?
Doesn't shake a leg mean dogs do when they use the toilet?
Not at all. Shake a leg just means dance.
Oh, I see. Shake a leg means 跳舞. That's a relief.
Yeah. Well, do you feel like shaking a leg, Emily?
I sure do.
Welcome back. We're describing Oktoberfest, where people drink, have fun, and dance on tables. And the article finishes the description by saying, Welcome to Oktoberfest, Munich's biggest party.
The article goes on to explain what the festival is. Okay, Oktoberfest is a beer festival that takes place every year in Munich, Germany.
Yep, Munich is in the southwest of the country. The article goes on to say, though it's called Oktoberfest, it actually begins in late September.
That's when it begins, but it ends in October.
Yes.
As the article says, the event lasts for 16 to 18 days until the first Sunday in October.
Wow, such a long time. Here, the word last, L-A-S-T, last is a verb, and it means to continue for a specified period of time. Now, in this case, Oktoberfest lasts or continues for 18 or 16 days.We could also say the Chinese New Year break will last for 9 days this year.
课文里面说呢，这个活动呢会持续16到18天哦。这边的 last 当作呢动词来使用哦，它的意思呢就像是刚刚 Pat 说的 continue 持续的意思哦。例如刚刚举例呢说，今年的过年呢有9天假，这个假期呢会 last for 9 days 持续9天。
Here's more about Oktoberfest.Its most celebrated attractions are the 14 huge beer tents. An attraction, spelled A-T-T-R-A-C-T-I-O-N, attraction, is something that people would come to see or enjoy. An attraction attracts people.
Attract 这个动词呢，它是吸引的意思哦。所以呢 ，attraction 这个名词呢，指的是吸引人的东西哦，像是呢观光景点的这个地方哦。例如课文里面说呢，这个在这个啤酒节里面，14个这个啤酒大帐篷呢，就是整个活动的亮点，整个活动吸引人的地方。The beer tents in Munich are described as celebrated attractions.
Yes, this means that they are greatly admired and known in many places.It's another way of saying famous for their quality.
哦，这样的说法呢，就表示哦，很多人慕名而来，也就是换句话说呢，这个非常有名的意思咯。Okay, another thing that's celebrated is the German beer. The article says inside each one, a special kind of beer is served in liter mugs.
Yeah, a liter mug is a big cup with a handle that holds a liter of liquid. Now, if you think most tea and coffee mugs, they're a lot smaller. A liter mug. Now, that is a big mug. They can seem pretty heavy, but you can get them in some places in Taipei.
These mugs are filled with that high-quality German beer we mentioned earlier. The article has more. The beer has to be brewed in Munich, can only include 4 ingredients, and must contain at least 6% alcohol.
That's right. Now, this word brew, B-R-E-W, brew, is the word we use to talk about the process of making several drinks, including tea, coffee, and in this case, beer. It always involves putting the material, like tea or the beer ingredients, in hot water.
Okay, brew 这个动词呢，中文就是说酿造，例如今天在谈的啤酒，或是说呢像茶、咖啡啊这些需要发酵、需要熟成的这个过程呢，都是可以用 brew 这个动词。Okay, but what do we mean when we say ingredient?
Okay, an ingredient, this is spelled I-N-G-R-E-D-I-E-N-T, ingredient, is something that makes up a recipe. So cooks use different ingredients like meats, vegetables, spices to make dishes, and here the beer can only include 4 ingredients, and they are water, barley, hops, and yeast.
Oh, 就像呢，厨师做菜的时候呢，需要肉，需要菜，需要调味料，这些材料呢就是 ingredient. 而今天说的这个德国啤酒呢，它只能有四种原料，就是 water 水。Barley, 大麦, hops, 啤酒花, and yeast, 酵母. Okay, if the beer includes other things like corn, it can be called Oktoberfest beer.
That's right. As the article says, it can only have those 4 ingredients, and it must be made in Munich, and it must contain at least 6% alcohol. So alcohol, spelled A-L-C-O-H-O-L, alcohol,is the name for several different chemicals made out of some kind of sugar. Here, so we're talking about things like beer, and wine, and whiskey, and Gaoliang, those kind of things. They all contain different amounts. So Taiwan beer, very famous here, contains about 5% alcohol, but Oktoberfest beer must contain 6%, so it's a little stronger.Now, if you drink too much alcohol, you'll get drunk and feel sick, so don't do it. Some alcohols are so strong, they are only used for cleaning. Don't drink those.
刚 Pat 讲到呢，很多像是我刚刚讲啤酒、红酒、威士忌、高粱，哦，这些呢里面都含有 alcohol， 也就是酒精哦。OK， 一般啤酒的酒精浓度呢大概是 5%， 而啤酒级的啤酒呢则必须要 6%， so it's stronger， 它比较烈哦。那喝太多呢，你怎么样？你可能会 get drunk， 会喝醉酒，可能会感到这个不舒服哦。那更高浓度的酒精呢更不能喝呢，它只能够拿来清洁，例如像是干洗手那种。
As we've seen, Oktoberfest beer must follow these special rules. But there's a reason for that. As the article says, as a result, the Oktoberfest beer produced by this process is delicious. Now, the word process, or as the Americans might say it, process, it's both spelled P-R-O-C-E-S-S, process, or process, depending where you come from, means a series of operations that are performed in order,to produce something, like 1, 2, 3, 4. So you could talk about the process of making beer, like in this article, or the process of baking bread, or making clothes, or anything like that.
Okay, process 这个字呢，或者说刚刚像 Pat 说，在美国可能会说 process， 就是呢中文说的流程哦。例如今天讨论的制造啤酒的流程，或者是呢像是烤面包啊，你要揉面，你要发酵，你要预热烤箱，哦，这些步骤，这些流程就是 process。
Now it's time to learn a little bit of Oktoberfest history. The article says the event began in 1810 when the city celebrated the marriage.Of Prince Ludwig of Bavaria.
Next, the article says it was so popular that it soon became an annual event.
Yep, annual means it happens once a year, always at or around the same time. Okay, the article goes on to say, though many traditions are maintained, Oktoberfest has changed a lot over the years. Now, if you maintain something, maintain is spelled M-A-I-N-T-A-I-N, maintain. If you maintain something, you keep that thing in a good condition, or you keep doing something. So here, traditions are maintained. So people keep them alive and still follow them. You could also maintain your car so it doesn't break down, or maintain the friendships you made in high school.
Okay, maintain 这个动词呢，它的意思哦就是保持呢。例如课文说呢，啤酒节有很多传统都被保存下来，或者是呢，像刚刚 Pat 解释哦，像说保养你的车，不要让它坏掉，或是维持你和你高中同学的友情，持续保持就是英文说的 maintain。
Okay, now that is the end of the first part of the article. We'll be back tomorrow for more, but now it's time for our For You chat question.
For You chat.
So, today's question is there any large festival you would like to attend?What is it?
For me, I really, really want to go to Comic-Con in the US.
Right, tell me about it.
Because I've saw lots of pictures of those cosplayers.
Oh yeah, wearing costumes, wearing cool clothes.
They put on really, really cool costumes and I really, really want to see them in person. So I really like to go to Comic-Con.
Don't they have Comic-Cons in Taiwan as well?
Yeah, something like that, but I think in America, the cosplayer, they have, like, better techniques,、
mm-hmm.
like really crazy armor.
What about Japan? They must have some crazy festivals, cosplay
stuff. Yeah, I think
stuff.
Also in Japan, but it's really different from, like, in America, you probably see, like, Iron Man、mm-hmm. or, like, Halo, like, really cool armor.、
Oh.
In Japan, they probably, like, go, like, really kawaii stuff.
Maybe. Okay, let me think. My answer, well, Oktoberfest, I would really like to go. I have been to Munich for a beer festival. It wasn't Oktoberfest. It was something a little smaller, not so many beer tents, but it was great fun. Something else I would love to visit is the World Cup,、
Whoa.
Which, of course, earlier this year in Brazil. That's kind of like a football festival. I would really like to go and see some football World Cup games someday. You know, maybe when the World Cup is either closer to Taiwan or maybe goes to England one time.
I think they're going to England, right? Or
no,
the Olympics?
No, not any time. We had the Olympics, I guess.、
Yeah.
I'm not that. Might be fun to go to. But、no, the World Cup Football Festival, just the atmosphere would be so much fun. I would love to go to something like that. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk to you again tomorrow and introduce more about Oktoberfest. So this has been Pat and Sam for English for You. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Enjoying a drink at Oktoberfest. Huge tents are filled with people sitting elbow to elbow. Everybody is talking, laughing,and drinking high-quality German beer. A brass band strikes up, and people get up on the benches and tables to shake a leg. Welcome to Oktoberfest, Munich's biggest party. Oktoberfest is a beer festival that takes place every year in Munich, Germany. Though it's called Oktoberfest,It actually begins in late September. The event lasts for 16 to 18 days, until the first Sunday in October. Its most celebrated attractions are the 14 huge beer tents. Inside each one, a special kind of beer is served in liter mugs. The beer...has to be brewed in Munich, can only include 4 ingredients, and must contain at least 6% alcohol. As a result, the Oktoberfest beer produced by this process is delicious. The event began in 1810, when the city celebrated the marriage of Prince Ludwig of Bavaria.It was so popular that it soon became an annual event. Though many traditions are maintained, Oktoberfest has changed a lot over the years.
Vocabulary Review.
Tent. The campers set up a tent for them to sleep in while in the woods. Last. This festival lasts for 2 weeks and has many things for people to see and do. Ingredient. Pizza has several ingredients, such as cheese, tomato sauce, and bread dough. Alcohol. Adults sometimes drink alcohol, usually beer or wine, while at a party. Process. Now I'll show you the process of how we make bicycles at this factory. Maintain. Some people work hard to maintain their culture's tradition for the future.